Want to yell at John Jay and Rich? Well, more than likely, it's John Jay that you want to yell at. Then call us, 877-937-1047.
John Jay and Rich, before I tell you the thing that you said, hey, I promise you, if you do this, this is going to happen. And you are right, and you are also wrong. Before I tell you that, I had this idea yesterday, and I'm wondering if we could do it. I haven't pitched it to anybody. I'll just say it right now out loud. And Bill, Producer Bill, can you hear me? Hey, I'm going to pitch this to you guys at the same time. And maybe we do this after the GBG.
Okay.
What we do is, all of us on the show, or at least the three of us here, Rich, Kyle, and me, and Bill, you know, all of us can. We write down on a piece of paper what we were doing at midnight New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Okay? What we were doing at midnight New Year's Eve. Be honest. You don't. And then, Bill, you come in here and you read it, and our audience has to guess who is it. Who was doing what?
Who is it?
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
yeah? You get it?
We can do that.
Can totally. Let's do it like after the GBG. Like, you know, that the 30 whatever.
Got it. Sounds good.
So by that, you mean after the GBG?
Yeah, but I didn't mean like immediately when she goes, and that's the GBG.
Yeah, do a little song, then come back and do our thing.
Right.
Okay.
Listen, I haven't been on the air in a while. I got to get back to my radio world.
Were you scared yesterday like I was? I'm like, oh my God, radio show.
Yeah, that's why I went and got an IV.
I mean, you get used to, it's like you're on vacation now. That's what we do. We're on vacation.
I was just getting comfortable with vacation yesterday.
I was just starting to sleep in a little bit. Just a little bit more. I was getting used to waking up like, you know, after 7-ish.
I slept till 9:30 one time. It was awesome.
Wow. I didn't get to sleep past 8 o'clock. Not one day. It was very sad.
Oh, it's so hard. I woke up at 9:30 and you have immediate guilt that you've missed stuff. Because normally we've done a billion things by then. It was weird.
And likewise, I get pissed on vacation if I go to sleep too early. Like, no. It's only 11. We don't go to bed.
I try to stay
11.
Up late a lot.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of TV. I got really, really addicted to Scandal. Okay, so here's what happened. Before vacation, Rich, you went to go see the movie Frozen, which is the number one movie at the box office. And you said, if we go see this movie, something would happen. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. I said the songs from the movie are going to get stuck in your head.
Yeah, there was one. You said, no, you were pretty...
There was one in
one
particular.
Song. You said there's one song.
The cold doesn't bother me anyway. That one.
No, that wasn't it.
Yeah, that's it. Let it snow. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was a...
That's the same song.
Let it go. I thought it was called Let It Go.
Or Let It Go, yeah.
Yeah. See, it's not even stuck in your head anymore. You don't remember. Look at that.
Or Let It Snow.
You're like, it was called Let It Go or something.
Well, she's
like that.
Making ice stuff when she's singing it.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Yeah, but you were like, you came in here, you played the clip, and you were making a big deal about it, saying Demi Lovato was doing her own version of it. Look, you don't even remember now.
I do remember.
But how'd the song go? You were in here singing it.
I'm looking for the clip. But
you don't remember how the song went?
Why are you yelling? Good God.
He saw the movie like over 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but he said it was stuck in your head. You can't get it out of your head. You remember how the song
like right
went?
After
I just did it. Where's your, the cold never bothered me anyway. That song. Let it go, let it go.
That's it.
No. Yeah, that one.
No, I went to go see it. I was on the Disney cruise, and they showed the movie for free. So I watched it. So we went to go see it. But that's not the song that got stuck in my head.
Are you thinking of, do you want to build a snowman?
Do you want to build a snowman?
That's the other one.
That song. As soon as that started playing, I couldn't get it out of my head. In fact, when the movie was over, I was like, I don't remember Rich saying anything about a snowman. I go, because I was remember going, man, because I think snowman, I would have jumped on him, made fun of Frosty Snowman, would have gone or whatever. And he never, and then my wife goes, well, maybe it's that Let It Go song, because the kids were singing that one later. And I go, no. And I went back, I listened to it. Yeah, that's it. Then I remember seeing your face going, let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. But no, man.
That's Inaiza Menenza, whatever her name is. Is
right.
That yeah, the one from Wicked who
so
sings
you
that
were
song.
100% correct, but incorrect.
Yes, what I'm saying.
You wanna build a snowman?
That part right there.
Come on, let's go and play.
So my kids, do you want to build a snowman?
Did they make it dirty somehow?
Go pee pee in the snow. Everything has to do with body parts after that.
Kids, I swear.
But this song is over.
Come on.
This is the number one movie at the box office 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I disagree.
Do you want to build a snowman?
How could you not love Frozen?
Come on, let's go and play.
Unless your heart is made out of ice.
I never see you anymore. Come out the door. It's like you've gone away.
Anyway, they pick up.
We used to be best buddies. And now we're not.
I didn't like Snow Frozen.
How do you
my kids.
Not love
you
Frozen?
Did.
Again, you said it's the greatest movie since Nemo.
I did.
I disagree with you. I have so many problems with this movie.
What problem would you have with Frozen?
Everything is solved by an imaginary snowman. The imaginary snowman.
Olaf?
She's frozen. She's dying. She's going to die.
Yeah.
And a snowman walks in and unlocks the door. In every other Disney movie, that doesn't happen. Every other Disney movie, it's like you have the Lion King, you have all the animals. They're all within the integrity of the movie.
Uh-huh.
The animals are doing what animals do within the movie. Same with Nemo. Animals are doing what animals do. In this movie, this girl is going to die. It's over. She's dead. The prince is even telling everyone she's dead, but a snowman comes in and unlocks the door. Impossible. Impossible.
Oh, boy, did you miss the whole point of that movie.
I get the point of the movie. I'm just saying.
True love's kiss is what saved her, not the snowman.
The snowman unlocked the door to let her in, to save it. That
true
happen.
Love's kiss, the love of sisters, is what saved them.
No.
Which keeps the integrity of Disney intact.
No, and that's a big loophole in the movie, big problem.